The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, welcome everybody to The Grind. I hope y'all guys are having a great morning. My morning is phenomenal. I'm actually having my breakfast right now. Got people chiming in live on Facebook Live. If you're not seeing me on Facebook Live, eat my oatmeal breakfast as I do every morning. Good for the stomach. If you're not seeing me live, go to Nathan McCray on my Facebook page and you can see me. Good morning, everybody on Facebook. Good morning, everybody out there in blog talk, radio land. Man, we're going to talk about some good stuff this morning. You know what? Somebody has to say it. It has to be said. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. Share this out. Get somebody to jump on. Tell them they can't get on Facebook Live to see me. Tell them to jump on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and they'll be able to see it right there on their computer, or just simply dial in to 657-383-1291 and they'll be able to hear me live on The Grind. We're going to talk about some juicy stuff this morning, as always, man, because you know what? This is the realest show ever. And we have that unscripted conversation. Somebody has to say it. It has to be said. So that's what we do. We say it here, and people are gonna know that we're real, but we're going to do it tastefully, all right? We're not going to be ratchet with it, and we're not going to do all of the crazy stuff, but we're going to say what needs to be said right here live on The Grind, guys. We'll be right back. Tell somebody to jump on The Grind right now and tell them, I can't believe I'm here right now. Hey, remember, here we go. I'm going to let you guys hear this. But this is one shot deal. Grind live on Facebook Live. Right, one shot. Not a new report. The revolution will not be talked about. All right, so one shot.
Can you believe everything could happen for me? See, there was a season, got it by money, I thought you forgot my name. That is the reason, you never get caught up in what you're seeing. So, don't stop believing in me and you. I know we'll make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now, don't ever let me hear you say, I'm not supposed to be.
It's
The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, we are live on The Grind. Man, I'm excited. We got some folk on Facebook Live. Man, we got some folk right here on blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101. Guys, let me tell you right now, you've got three different ways you can listen to this show or you can watch the show. Guys, the evolution of life is real. You can see me on Nathan McCray right there on my Facebook page, or you can see me on the Blog Talk Radio website, blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101, blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101. Guys, you can be dialing in straight from the phone line, which is 657-383-1291. You know, had the opportunity to say good morning to some people, but some more people jumped on. Great morning, Tracy, Nicole. Great morning, bless Sima Tawana. Great morning. Great morning to Shani. Great morning, Mark Diamond Wonder. Great morning, guys. The quick man. Great morning. People are jumping on. Awesome and amazing to have you guys. Look, this is the realest show ever, right? This is the Unscripted Conversation Show. This is the show for the people, by the people. We're going to say some stuff on here that's not going to sit well with some people. Great morning, Ms. Pam McCray. Great morning, Ms. Sabrina Wright, Lisa Farrell. Thank you guys for jumping on. But if you have an opinion, if you have an opinion about anything that you hear on this show this morning, any point in time, you have the opportunity to type it right in that little comment section, and we can have a live dialogue, a live discussion right here. I'm going to say whatever you type, all right? But if you want to, here's what we'll do. If you don't want to stand behind what you say, you know, cool, it's on you. Just type it, all right? Just type it, and in the beginning, put an asterisk, and I won't say your name. How about that? We'll give you some anonymity. You can say what you want to say. But if you really, 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 really real, if you the realest, as they say, and you want to say what you want to say, tastefully, you want everybody to know you said it because you ain't hiding this and that. You ain't looking to fight nobody. But you just want to voice your opinion, and that's okay. I'll say your opinion, but say your name. Don't put the asterisk before it, and I'll say your name, all right? So, man, let's get started, man. We're into a brand new year. This is the second show, the second Grind episode of 2018. On our last show, man, we talked about, you know, how we drag 2017 right to that starting point, and we drop it off because the line in the sand has been drawn, and we start right there, we stop right there, and we jump over that line and we start because we know that the starting point in a lot of cases is the toughest part, right? So I'm looking for you guys to jump in. Lisa Farrell say, ain't never scared. That's what I'm talking about. Don't be scared because this 2018, this year, it's a brand new year, a brand new you, right? So if it's a brand new year and a brand new you, did you just change the way you look? Or did you change the way you act, the way you feel, the way you think? I mean, the very fiber of who you are, except for your DNA. You were created to be who you are. You were created for greatness, right? But if you changed some stuff because you knew you were created for greatness, then we talked about that. Dragging that 2017 man over into 2018 is not going to serve you, right? So here we are in a brand new year. It is January 4th. And some of us have already started to go back to our old ways. What does it take? What does it take, man, to really stay in your 2018? Well, I'm going to be the first to tell you, y'all know me, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because I believe if it's not gonna help you, then it's not worth saying. But I would much rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. If you don't agree with it, that's okay because everybody's not going to agree with everybody. And that's one of the most important things that you should know in life, that you're never going to please everybody. You should always shoot to do the things that you know move you forward. All right. Empower yourself. Even when nobody else is empowering you, empower yourself. Stop looking for somebody to always come and save you. Looking for that constant help. Looking for that constant hand up. How about you dig yourself out of your own hole? How about you hold yourself accountable? And how about you pull yourself up by your neck and say, you know what, man, I did this. I got myself into this, and, you know, nobody else can help get me out. And any help that you get from anybody on the outside would be a pleasant surprise, right? So one of the things, you guys know, you know, our story, one of the things that we realized that when we were going through, you know, that we had to go through and it had to hurt. And when the wheel started to wobble, right, when the wheel started to wobble, man, we didn't really know that the wheels were wobbling. Sometimes you're in denial. You don't really, you know it, but you don't really want to address it. It's like when that bill comes in the mail and you don't really, you know what it is, but you don't really want to open it. You know that it's some, they want some money. You don't know how much, but you know they want some money, but you don't really want to open it. So it sits over there for a long time, right? You're just prolonging the inevitable, right? So in 2018, man, it's time to take the bull by the horns and just move, because what you did in 2017, right, is not going to get you further in 2018, because those were all seeds that you planted, right? You watered those seeds and you moved into 2018, but here we are in 2018. Now you're looking for the harvest, right? We talked about success being 90 days in the rear. What you do the first 30 days is just you really solidifying what it is that you want to do, kind of how you want to do it, wrapping your mind around it. What you do that second 30 days is you trying to kill all the naysayers telling you that you can't do it. This is what's going to happen if you do it this way, that way. All the opinions are going to come. And we know that opinions are like, everybody has one, right? I didn't say it, but everybody has one. And it's okay, because we should all have an opinion of different things in life. But what is it that you want to do? What is the thing that you think about all the time that you just can't get off your mind? All right, what is it that you've always wanted to be? And what is it that you've always, you just go to sleep thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? That's right, fam. Kill those naysayers. When you're sitting there and there's things that you want to do in life, but you, that second 30 days, you start listening to people tell you. You finally got the nerve to start. Then you start listening to people tell you that you can't. It's not going to work. Or sometimes they don't tell you. Maybe it's just what their actions may tell you. It's the naysayers. We talked about the blinders. Once you put those blinders on, you can't see what's going on around you, right? So that's the second 30 days. That third 30 days, that last 30 days of that 90-day time span, right, is when you decide to be committed, consistent, and truly dedicated to what you're doing. And you say, you know what? I'm past all of that. I know what I'm going to do. I don't care what anybody else is saying. Now this last 30 days, man, I'm going to get it, because anything you do for 30 days consistently and you commit yourself to it is going to become a lifestyle, right? So that 90-day time span that you just went through, success is built from 90 days to 90 days. And guess what? At the end of the 90 days, what do? You start it all over again, right? And you start building. You start planting more seeds for the next 90 days. And at the same time, guess what? You got more responsibility. Now you're nurturing the seeds from the first 90 days, right? Because those seeds have now started to sprout up, and they've got a root, a system of roots. And now the system of roots that those seeds have, they're still looking for nourishment. But here's the thing. At some point in time, those seeds that break ground, we thought they were seeds, they still have the roots. As they break ground, there's always going, I'm going to go back a little bit, because we talked about this in the very beginning of the grind, right? In the very beginning, almost a year ago, right? When those seeds finally break ground and they start yielding you the harvest that you need, that you thought they would yield you. Remember, orange trees yield oranges. Apples yield apples. Collard greens, when you plant the seeds, they yield collard greens. So everything yields after its own kind, right? So when it breaks ground, there's a system of roots in the bottom that we call the foundation, right? The foundation is strong. Why? Because you didn't forget that you needed to nurture those, that 90 days, that first 90 days. You didn't forget that into the second 90 days, you need to nurture what you grew over here. Nurture your harvest. That means now you got to go back and you got to harvest it. That means sometimes you have to tell people stuff that they don't like. Sometimes you have to tell people stuff that at that moment they don't feel is good for them, right? But down the road, they get it. But now that here's that harvest. What happens when we grow food? Inevitably, somebody's going to come along and cut the harvest and take the harvest and eat it, right? But what happens if there's a strong foundation, right? If there's a strong foundation, what happens? It grows again. It grows again. It just keeps growing, and it just keeps growing. Sometimes, this is what happens to some people. Some people get their harvest, it breaks ground, and it gets trampled on. People trample on it, and now the foundation is here. The foundation is strong. You don't worry about it. It just start growing more. But here's what happens. That's a coffee break. When you don't have a strong foundation, right? And this is what I'm talking about, you growing yourself, building yourself, not worrying about what's going on around you. If you don't have that strong foundation because you were listening to everybody else, you got the shiny ball syndrome, you were looking all over the place, not really tilling in your own garden, not really nurturing your own row, your own seeds. When you were busy getting caught up in everything else, your foundation got a little shaky. It got a little shaky. It got like this. And now the harvest finally breaks ground and it's shaky. You don't know what to do, right? Now it's shaky because you're listening to everything else. Now when somebody tramples on it and they mash it down and there's no and they're like, I don't want that. That didn't grow well. That didn't grow well. Now your foundation is crumbling. Now you got to start all over again. See, this is why I tell you guys that you can't build a business with your emotions. You have to have a strong foundation, right? And this ain't what I want to talk about, y'all, just for the record. So, but anyway, you have to have a strong foundation in order to rebuild and to regrow. See, we talk about resetting a lot. We always talk, resetting is great. When you reset, you start over from zero. But when you regrow, you start over from the foundation that you have. But if it's not a strong foundation, then you got to reset. You got to dig that old nasty root up that's no good. It's poison. And you got to create another foundation, right? So you guys going into 2018, that shaky foundation that you thought you had in 2017 should have stopped right there. Now you should, if you didn't start building back in October, whatever it is that you want, back in October, which was that last 90 days, the last quarter of 2017, if you didn't start building back then guess what? Then you need to start building it now, right? So you need to start your 90 days. But we know that the starting point is the hardest point. Most people fail because they never start, right? You never get started. So if you never get started, you never know what's going to happen. And we just did this series of Mastering Your Mindset, talked about how you cross the bridge, and before you cross the bridge, you got to make up your mind that you're ready to cross. And when you start crossing, you get on that bridge, man, it's time for you. It's a narrow bridge, okay? It's time for you to realize that now you're going to only get those attacks from the front or behind. But if you keep moving, you're going to move past the attacks from the people behind you or the things behind you. Now you just got to worry about in front of you. Right. So that was a whole series that we did on mastering your mindset, man. But I'm on foundation right now. Right. And it's funny because I was watching a show the other day and it was talking about lions and lionesses. And it was talking about how the lion actually is the king of his domain. Right. And how the lionesses they actually go out and they do the honey. They go out and they get the food, they kill the food, and they'll bring the food home. And the lion is there for certain reasons. And the lion goes out and hunt when they really need to eat. It's so true. And the family unit is set up the exact same way, right? The exact same way. So what is the job of the lion? The lion is the protector of the pride, right? And that's how the family union is set up, right? The family union is set up that the lion is the protector of the pride. Now, I'm not going to even get into the semantics of husband and wife and talking about, I know we all know what God intended and things like that. We're not going to get no deep into it. I'm not even going to try to over-dramatize it right now in order to sound deep, because we want things to be as simple as we can so everybody can comprehend them and we can bridge some gaps here, right? Everybody is either, in every family, you either have a lion or a lioness. Sometimes you have a male, a female, and kids. Sometimes you just have a male and kids. Sometimes you have a female and kids, all right? But it's still a family unit, right? No matter what, right? And here's where things get a little shaky, right? You've got the lioness. She is the king, the queen of her domain, right? She's going to raise those kids. She's going to do everything that the lion was supposed to do that's not in her life right now, right? You got a man, raise a single dad. He's going to do everything that the lioness would have did if she was there. So you have to take on dual roles, right? So no matter what your situation, there's always ahead. And I told you, I'm not going to get into that whole hierarchy of the thing, but it's super simple. It's not as deep as everybody thinks it is, right? But what I really wanted to say was that everybody has to be a leader. If there is no leader, there is no followers, right? And in order for you to lead, you got to have a strong foundation in order to be able to lead. Now, I want to preach to y'all this morning because this is a very touchy topic. Because everybody wants to be leaders, and we've said that this, you know, the industry that we're in, you know, as direct sales and network marketing, man, everybody was created to be leaders. Everybody has the opportunity because there is no lid. So we talk about that all the time. Let me see if I got anybody that's ready to chime in, say anything. Pam, you make sure you monitor that thing for me today, this morning, because I kind of got wrapped up into what I was saying. All right. So there has to be a leader before there can be followers, right? And this is what I know about the king. Let's get on a family unit a little bit, all right? Because if you're all kings of your domains, that means you are the protector of your domain, right? You're the protector. Anything that comes against what's going on in your domain, in your unit, then you're going to get up and you're going to fight against it, right? And that's what we do every single day. And that's how the family unit was structured, right? So even in business, all right, in business, when you're building your business, the way your business should be structured is as you're building it, you're the king of that domain. You're the CEO of your business. So if you're the CEO of your business, then you got to protect your business. You have to protect the very foundation of your business. You don't want anybody coming in and digging up your roots. So you protect the foundation of what you have. And that's life. And see, these are principles that you carry all throughout everything that you do. They're foundational principles. And if you don't have that foundation, you have nothing to protect. There's nothing to protect. So a lot of us are sitting back around something that's already dead. We don't have anything, nobody following us because we're not trying to lead anybody because we don't have the leadership or even the propensity to lead. Why? It all boils down to one thing, and it's what I really want to get to this morning. I took the scenic route, right, to get where I wanted to be. But when we come back, man, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what it is that you need to get to in order to get where you want to be, all right? So hang in there, man. Did it again, all right? Did it again.
Just got the call I've been waiting on, telling me I got the job. Just got approved for the new crib, picking up the keys to mine. The sun is shining brighter than it ever has, no. I've ever had. Yeah. away without a scratch. Lord, it was nobody but you. My daughter's about to graduate with all A's, dancing new.
The Grind.
It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Stuff.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
We're back live, man, on The Grind. Thank y'all. You did it again. So you can be thankful every single day when you wake up, man, and you know that, guess what, he did it again, man. I was just telling everybody on Facebook Live, man, thank y'all for chiming in, you know, and listening to me, taking time out of your morning. You may be at work. You may be on your way to work. You may be at home. You may just start your day. Whatever that is, guys, thank you so much for jumping on. I'm humbled, man. I don't take that lightly. This show is the people. It's for the people, guys. It's, you know, for you guys to say whatever you want to say, you know, on the show. And man, let's get it, man. Let's get it. I want to back up a little bit before I give you guys that one thing that you need to do and see if we had anybody that wants to come on. Yeah, I love the conversation, man, that y'all having, you know, amongst each other. That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. All right, so who sings that? There's a guy by the name of Jacardi Cortez. All right. And it's called YDIA, Antoinette. So look, let me give you guys a secret ingredient to all of this stuff that I'm talking about. All right. The foundation that you need, what is it that, you know, how can you actually have the strong foundation, you know, to be able to grow anything that you want to grow on it? Because, you know, the one thing that we talk about on this show, you're welcome, Antoinette. One thing that we talk about on this show is, you know, for me, you know, my heart is to bridge gaps. That's why I think about it all the time. When you think about something all the time and you go to sleep, when you wake up, then you got to go do it, right? You got to go do it. So I never wanted to be on the platform. I don't have to be on the platform. I don't need to be the person in the forefront. I've never been that type. You know, I want to be the platform. I want to be the platform by which people stand on, right? I want to be the platform that's expansive with a massive system of roots that is so strong that more than just one person can stand on the platform. So I want to be the platform. But in order to be the platform, in order to give people the ability and the knowledge to say, you know what, I can actually, you know what, I can do that. I'm just as good as anybody else. I'm just as strong. I can do it. That's I want to empower you. I want to bridge the gap between you and what you want and where you want to be, right? So if the foundation is there, then here you are. We got multiple people on the platform. And it's the pedestal that people, when you go into the park or you go to a monument, you always see that the statues, they stand on a pedestal. All right, that's what I envision this show as. All right. We bridge gaps. I envision this show as the actual pedestal for you to be able to get the strength to go out and do whatever you want to do, to come and get the answers to, you know what, why was I afraid about that? Why was I thinking about this? Or why was I thinking about that? And we can't, I can't bridge that gap if I'm being mamby-pamby. I can't bridge that gap if I'm sugarcoating everything to and so that you think that I'm deep or you think that I'm super wise. And it, no, that's not the vision for this show. So now that you guys know where the grind is and what we want to do here, you know, here's the thing that you have to really get a grip on in order for you to move from level to level, because we talk about success a lot on this show. And a lot of people before this show started, you know, I got emails saying, you know what, I finally started, you know, my business. I finally got up the nerve, the courage to actually do what I've been dreaming about doing. I've been getting text messages, you know, people saying, you know what, I've been watching you for 6 months. I never said anything, but you know what, the show has really helped me through some hurdles. And that's great. You know, it's great to hear that, because it's always good to know that you're doing some good, you know, for some people. You're helping some people bridge some gaps. But the gaps that are bridging, the problems in that gap, they're practical problems. So they need practical solutions. You got to be able to identify with the problems that you're having. Have I went through everything that everybody else has? No. But I'm going to give you what I got in me and some of what I know works that I've been exposed to. Right. So, and that's what this thing is all about. But here's the thing that we push so hard on this show. Right. And it's three simple words. And I want you guys to write them down. I'm going to give them to you right now. No matter what you do, this is the first thing that you have to do. And you can't get sidetracked. OK, you can't get caught up with the shiny ball syndrome looking left and right. All right. This is what you got to do. For those of you on Facebook Live, you see what I'm holding up. It says, work on you. You got to work on you. If you're not working on you, what are you here for? I've said it time and time again, that if you're not moving in your purpose, then you're just a tool for somebody else to achieve theirs. And that sounds harsh. It's tasteful. It may sound, but it's tasteful. And that's true. So what is your purpose? When you sit in the mirror and you look, you say, okay, what is my purpose? I haven't found my purpose yet. You got to find it. What is it that presses you? What is it that stresses you? What are the things that you know you want to do? You got to find that purpose. But here's the thing. Let me give you guys the second key. Okay. We talk about the card all the time. The card is filled with all of the stuff that you want to do, your dreams, your aspirations, right? Everything is there in that card. Some of you just don't have a horse to pull that cart. Some of your carts are attached to other horses, and that's great. But once you figure out where you want to go, then you got to find your own horse. Some of you already have a horse sitting in the stable. You never saddled it up. Some of you have a very lucrative home-based business that you're not even working right now. Some of you have a traditional business that you started, and you're not putting yourself into it. Why? Because you're not working on you. You're not working on you. You're watching everybody else work on them, but you're not working on you. Why are you doing what you do? You can't just keep watching the stuff in the cart. It's got to move at some point. Nothing's going to come to fruition until you start moving. So find your horse. Some of you have a horse. Go throw a saddle on that thing, man, and jump on that horse and start riding it. If you fall off, so what? Get back on. Get back on the horse and ride the horse again. Success is always going to be painful. Finding the right things to do. If you never fail, then you'll never know what it feels like to be successful. You'll never get it. You may win the lottery the first time you've ever tried, but you'll probably lose it inside of 3 months because you don't have a foundation. There is no system of roots. There is no strength there that you can say, when everything else around you fails you, do you go in a hole and just curl up and die? Or when things happen around you, do you have a strong enough system of roots around you that will hold you up no matter what? And then you can start building more it's just going to keep growing. And people come back to, man, I thought I cut that thing down. No, it's the roots. You didn't dig up the roots, baby. The roots are here. So no matter what happens above ground, everything, the stuff that you really want to keep, the foundation, the things that really last happen below ground. See, the glitz and the glam only last for a while, but what happens when all of it goes away? Do you have a foundation that you can rebuild anything on? Anything. And that foundation starts with you, right? And I want to leave you guys with that this morning because there's so much I can say on that subject. I want this show to be somewhat timely. We've been going over a lot, guys, but I want to, you know, be timely on this. So I wanted to come on this morning. I really wanted to just talk to you guys about working on yourself and understanding how intricate your and how strong, not even so much as intricate, how strong your foundation needs to be, you know. And before I do that, you know, I want to do something real quick because let me do this. I want to bring Pam on the line because she don't look, she gonna get mad at me. You see, nah. Let's see if I can bring her on. All right, trying to add her now. She's on the other side of the house. Oh, there you go. What's up? I didn't know if this was gonna work. Man, that's awesome. Where you at? You on the other side of the house?
I'm gonna go on the other side of the house so we don't get an echo.
Oh, you have gravitated over like, here. You were spying. You were spying. Hey, what's up, Brianna? Hey, man, look, this is the realest show ever, man. I'm gonna tell y'all something. This is the realest show ever, you know. And in your life, man, you know, you want your life to be the realest life ever. You want to chase your dreams. You want to chase your passions. Right. And a lot of people don't do that because of what's happening on the outside. And that's why we talk so much about building a strong foundation, because that foundation is what's going to carry you through the good times and the bad times. Right. So, you know, I brought Pam on because, you know, I want you guys to know something about Pam. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, Pam is for a long time has been the consummate stay at home mom. Right. She's been, you know, the lioness of this family, and she still is, because we're talking about the, you know, the family unit and stuff. But she's been the lioness of this family for 28 years now. But she's been my wife for 28 years. And I got to tell you, you know, Pam does what she wants to do when she wants to do it, the way she wants to do it. And you know, I believe that's a part of the dynamics that we have in our relationship that has made it last for 28 years. You know, and here's the one thing that she respects. She respects that I'm the lion. She respects that. So that doesn't mean that what I say goes, but that does mean that I'm the fall guy for it all, right? I'm the fall guy. Some of you may not have a lion in your family right now. That's okay. You're the lions, but the lioness, that means you're the fall guy. You're the fall mom. You're the fall dad, whatever it is, for whatever happens in your family unit. But for right now, that's me. And she knows that, you know, here's what I believe. I believe that God speaks through everybody, but the family unit is just, and I want to get into this, but anyway, the family unit is like a train. You got the car, the engine, then you've got all of the cars behind it. If the engine derails, so does the train. Everything else is done, right? So in a family unit, you got to have that one person that is the fall guy. There's nothing glorious about being the fall guy. Who are you the fall guy to? You're the fall guy to God Almighty. So when things go wrong in the family, it's your fault. Remember, I always tell you guys, nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. And I also tell you guys all the time, I say, hey, look, you got to take the blame for that thing. Just take the blame and say, you know what? My bad. That was me. Because you can only fix what you control mentally, right? So you take the blame and you move forward on it, right? But I wanted to bring Pam on because, you know, we've been together for 28 years. And, you know, that's not luck. Guys, we're doing something right, right? I mean, you can't fake for 28 years. I don't think Pam with faith for 28 years, and one of the things that we pride ourselves on is that I'm always going to tell you guys exactly what I like and what I don't like, and I'm not going to be shy about it. You know, we're the same people in the house as we are when we're outside of the house. So I wanted to bring Pam on because, you know, for a long time, Pam has been a stay-at-home mom, but she recently, you know, did something amazing. She stepped out and did something that took her out of her comfort zone, and she benefited from it. And as a matter of fact, the whole family benefited from it, you know. So it was like the story I talked to you guys about, the lion and the lioness. No, the lion is there. It's funny because they said the lion is there to breed. The lion is breeding. He's there, and he's the protector of the family, right? And the lionesses go out and they get the food and they bring the food back, and it's only the lion only goes out when they really gotta eat and they really gotta have some food. And it's funny because that's a little bit how things kind of happen. I lost my job, you know, my lioness went out and she found some food and she brought some food back. And I said, you know what, if she can bring that food home, then what if we get together and go hunt together? So kind of speed that thing up. That's what happened, right? So here we are now, and I want her to speak a little bit about the power to be able to move forward when things don't look good, right? When things don't look good, because a lot of people are going through some things right now. Right. The power to move forward when things don't look good, because at that point in time, it's easy to just curl up and just die. Right. Because that's the convenient thing to do. So, Pam, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions because I know you got some preacher in you, because I don't want you to get going. And I told y'all this is really show ever, man. Told y'all she and Pam was a preacher. All right. So let me ask you some questions so I can keep you in right there. Right. So when you got to that moment in life, Pam, to where you realized that, you know, man, I gotta do something. Right at that moment, I lost my job, and you saw me on the computer trying to figure out what the hell am I gonna do? Right, I need a job, and you saw me right then at that moment. What was going through your head as the lioness of the family?
Well, you know what? One of the things I can say is everything that we've been through in the last 28 years, you know, the trials, the challenges, it's always been a weak situation. So when you lost your job, it wasn't that you lost your job. We lost our job. And as a family, together, we had to figure it out. We had to step up. And I had to step up. I realized that I had to become the person for real that I was looking for. I realized that I had to let go of fear and work on me. But I didn't have time to just work on me. I just had to go for it. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I can say about us. It has never been, oh, this is your fault. Oh, this is, you know, this is my fault. No, together, if we in any type of situation, it's us. It's we. It's how we figure this out and how we going to get this done. So I knew I had to move. I knew I had to do something. And so that's what I did. I just went for it. I had to let go of all fear and I moved forward. And that's a lot of times what ends up holding us back in life. We allow fear to stop us. We allow the thoughts of the unknown. And I realized that, you know what, if I'm saying that I want to have something in life, then what am I going to do about it?
Right. So let me do this, Pam. Not to cut you off, but, you know, I want to sign off from the from Blog Talk, because we're losing time there. Then I'm gonna ask you a couple more questions. So everybody that's on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to see the live conversation, go to Nathan McCray and on Facebook Live, and you can hear. But right now we're coming to an end on Blog Talk Radio. My time slide is up. Thank you guys for chiming in and jumping on, man. I'm humbled. Moving forward, because there's nothing we're seeing behind you guys. And don't stop. 2018 is a brand new year. God bless you guys. All right. So Pam.